Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning, the time is now 9:09, and you're here listening to Roy and Friends here, the friendly, warm office of, guys. So we've got here today with us, first of all, we've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing fine, Roy. I've
and
recovered.
You freeze outside, eh?
It was sunny, very cold this morning.
From yesterday, today.
The wind was blowing the whole night. You could hear the wind blowing. I wasn't here last night, as you know, because
yes.
I was sitting in a traffic jam in Marlborough Drive.
What happened?
Liel tells me that they closed off two lanes or something, but I normally leave quite early to get to the studio.
Yeah.
But we just sat there. There was no movement.
Yeah.
It was gridlocked. I mean, it was like a big parking bay, a huge parking lot.
Eventually,
Then I moved up to Greyston Drive. I thought maybe I'll hook up in Greyston
Drive.
Never,
Greyston
Drive
is the worst.
It was even worse.
Worst Greyston Drive.
So I gave up. That's when I phoned you and said, Roy, there's no way I could make it.
Nah, it's fine. We had a fun show as well. Hopefully you'll listen to it because I'm gonna make you a quiz. So you have to.
I couldn't listen to it. I wasn't anywhere near your radio.
Your car radio, man. Car
no.
Radio. Yeah. This car is So, anyway, it was a lovely show, I think, with a lot of laughs and, the idea of the Porn Stars show stays as a have fun kind of thing. I mean, after the whole day of battling and who knows, you know, everybody with
petrol price going up
with all the stuff. So on a Wednesday evening, you always can, you know what, sit back, relax, have a smile. And just enjoy the 1 hour of the Porn Stars. I think it's nice. We quite controversial, I must say. But we didn't talk any. We haven't said any bad things. Yeah, it was just an easy peasy.
Easy ride.
Yeah, easy ride. Don't forget our WhatsApp numbers are 0618951019. Our SMS numbers are 34519. It will cost you $1.50 if you want to raise anything. Please contact us. Time is now 9:11. You're listening to. To Roy and Friends, and for that I've got with me my friend Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
Hi, how are you? I'm not so great, as you know. I also wasn't here yesterday, but not because of that. We had a rough evening yesterday.
We had a rough evening. I mean, we were sitting together in a restaurant looking, watching Liverpool lose, and it wasn't great. But you know what? This morning I come with a lot of, I don't like thinking that my team is, invincible, you know, something that cannot be won. This is bad because, you know, everyone is trying to win it. I think it's okay. You have
to
take some.
You know what Klopp said after the loss?
What did he say?
He said, I prefer to play well and lose. And not to play like we played yesterday and lose.
Is it?
You know, I got.
So what he means, I think, is that he preferred when he played that bad, he at least preferred to have a draw.
Yeah, I would say that.
You understand?
Yeah.
I went to the theatre last night after sitting in the traffic jam, went up to Sandton City to see Odd Man Out. It was an amazing play. It's about autism. And it's written by an Australian writer, a playwright named David Williamson. And Daniel Jenks, actually, is the main character. And he plays this guy with autism, and his relationship with this woman, played by Ashley Harvey, and it reveals certain aspects of this syndrome, you know, autism, and it used to be called...
I had a Asperger's partner who was autistic.
Yes, autistic.
Well, he was borderline autistic. I mean, he couldn't communicate with people.
Yeah.
So I think David just left here, the psychologist.
Yeah,
I love him. I love him. He's really an amazing person. I mean, if anyone doesn't like
you know
him.
You got the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I think your partner was well above this spectrum, so I don't know.
I mean, if you're looking between 1 and 10, 10 being a complete autist,
17 and a half.
He was about 25,
That's that theater.
He couldn't communicate with people.
That's that theater on the square until the 21st of October. I just want to mention that because I think it's an excellent play. What I was going to follow on was that when I got home, the last 20 minutes or so of the Tottenham Hotspur game was on with Barcelona.
Okay, yeah.
And that's when Lionel Messi, wow, scored amazing goals. You know, he scored two amazing goals.
I actually haven't seen the,
replays
or anything like that. Normally in the morning I sit down and see the replays, but this morning,
but he was
there were so many things to write down about what's happening now with Tlatlanene. And, so I didn't watch it. Normally I wake up in the morning slightly early.
Yeah.
You know, to just prepare a few things for this morning. And I was, first of all, a little bit devastated on him, on a Liverpool loss. But other than that, yeah, what can I say? So, Moshe.
Yes.
You're with us,
I'm listening.
I think Moshe is with us because he's waiting for the old people coming afterwards.
No. Anyway, yeah, talked about Tottenham. Peter said Tottenham. Yesterday it was confirmed, you know, that Messi is above everybody.
Yeah, he's good.
You know, and, listen, you know, in my life I saw Pele playing Maradona. I always thought Maradona was the greatest.
Tell me, Moshe, how?
And now Messi is, yes.
How Jesus Christ, how good he was in soccer? Did he play well?
Yes,
well,
he's thinking about an answer. Well, not so good. He saw the Maccabim play basketball.
No, listen. You don't understand what I'm trying to say is Pele was regarded the greatest player in the world. Not in my books. In my books was Maradona.
Yeah.
Because I saw, you see, you can only vouch or you can only say because if you saw both of them playing. A lot of people didn't say. Did you see Pele? Pele playing?
Pele, no, never.
See. But I've seen some movies.
I saw Maradona playing, and for me, he was, because I was a child
greatest,
then.
Yeah.
So he was the greatest, but I definitely think that
we are
lucky to be alive when Messi is playing, because nobody ever going to play like
that. It's a great time.
Sure, you cannot compare Ronaldo to Messi.
Ronaldo is amazing. He's an amazing sportsman. He's an amazing athlete. He's an amazing professional.
Yes.
But Messi's just got talent.
Messi, it's above everybody. Anyway.
So, guys, this is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz. So, I want you to think about that one. And, I know, you know, there's a day in a life, and this is something from the Beatles, which I love, and hopefully.
If you missed Porn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Love is a form of amnesia, where the girls forget there is another 1.2 billion guys out there.
You have two parts of brain, left and right. In the left side, there's nothing, right. In the right side, there's nothing left.
I'm jealous of people who don't know you.
Love is getting mad at someone, telling that person to go to hell, and then hoping that they will get there safely.
Catch Porn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. The time is now 9:22. You're listening to Roy and Fred's on 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This is the Black Keys. Gold on the
ceiling.
Gold on the ceiling. That was the opening sequence for the Porn Stars series.
TV series on History Channel.
Yeah. So that's why I loved it.
That introduced you to the world, Roy. Because before, you know, you weren't famous.
I was only making problems locally.
You were not famous. And now the world knows who you are.
Yeah. So tell me, you know, today I was watching in the morning news, and they said, they were talking about Nicolas Minaj. He becomes famous for raping the 7-year-old at the Dross restaurant in Silverton.
Infamous.
You call it infamous, yeah. Well, yeah. Infamous.
Horrible.
Is like a bad famous.
Bad
famous. So infamous. He became infamous. Well, no one knew him before, but now apparently he's a rape accused at the Dross restaurant in Silverton. The case was postponed, so he's still arrested. The case was postponed to the 1st November. Would you believe they're going to let somebody like this out on bail?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm sure there's a lot of people that, not in the eye of the media, they do the same horrible things, and they do get out on bail or whatever.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Because of the bill, our Bill of Rights is a little bit too advanced for my opinion. People that are accused of a bad category.
If you ask me, he should never see a light of day in his life. And if he's lucky, he's not going to survive in jail too much. too long.
I really don't think he will. You know, I think even criminals has better morals than him. Proper criminals have better morals than him. This is really, really ridiculous. And, you know, I was supporting many years ago, and I think it's supposed to be a chemical castration. They call it a chemical castration, where you take people which are
a menace to society.
Rapists, sex offenders.
What they are.
Especially pedophiles. Because I believe pedophile is a disease. It's got nothing to do with a person. It's being born like this, or I don't know, his hormones working wrong. And they say chemical castration can actually not cure him, but take the urges off him and make our streets safer.
Can they remove the urges? Does that actually
work? If you cut his artery, it will, but chemical doing it.
Basically, can you give him a choice?
I think he can.
To rot in jail or to be chemically
castrated?
Yes.
I don't know. I actually don't know, but there was a debate many years ago, and nothing came out of it. And I believe South Africa should be done, because South Africa is the rape capital of the world, and somebody must do something about it.
I think I read there is a hierarchy in the jail.
Yeah.
And if you're a rapist, which is right at the bottom rung,
yeah,
you get their problems there, because they're going to hit on you.
They will.
And especially when you've raped children, which is the worst thing that can happen.
You know, I don't know. When you got in South Africa, apparently, I don't actually know, but apparently, There's some sort of belief that if you have sex with a little kid, you will cure AIDS. I mean, I heard it in many
places. Yeah, I heard that one.
I think I even heard it on Carte Blanche. I mean, they were investigating that matter.
It's a myth.
Is it a myth? No, it's a myth for them. Definitely.
For them, it's a myth.
It's a myth.
No, not but, a myth that they're doing it.
But the guy that's got AIDS and is going to die, you know, I would believe he'll do anything.
What's the name of this guy?
His name is Nicolas Minot.
So Nicolas Minot, I don't think he did it for AIDS, I
think it's just cooked him. I've seen a video. It was horrible. I mean, the guy is...
He looks like a freak, man.
I don't 100%. Care about anybody and anybody's belief. If you do that, you have one sentence by me, and that's it.
You know, another thing I want to discuss...
By the way, the Women's League of South Africa spoke about castrations and then want to push it to the law.
Say again, the what?
The Women's League of South Africa spoke about castration after Nicola's case.
Oh, did they?
And want to push it to be a law, yeah?
That's...
Listen, I don't know much about it. Maybe you know more, but...
Chemical castration was something that I was pushing many, 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 many years. I'm talking in the 80s. I was talking about it in the 80s because I'm so much against... you know what? You know, I think chemical castration at the time was not permanent. It's not permanent. But you like inject the guy once every 3 months or something like this, and it will completely take his urges, but he has to go back to the clinic once every 3 months. From the other end, you can put an under skin sachet, some sort of sachet that takes
release
some sort of hormone that basically fight that thing. But I don't know. Tomorrow the guy will grow tits or something, you know? you never know. Hi, guys. I love the music of Pink Floyd. But I know what an anti-Semite Dave Gilmour is, and I can't listen anymore. You know what? You're right. I never loved them too much. Now we've got something from... That looks like Katie. The guy hasn't been convicted and remains innocent till proven guilty. That's the law. Please use the word allegedly or alleged when referring to him. Thanks. All right. Rick, but I said accused. I didn't say alleged child rapist.
100%.
They accused. Of the Draw restaurant. All right. Sorry about that. I take my words back. Well, it's not.
We
apologize. So, the nuclear deal signed apparently 2015. It was a top secret, and that's coming from Ntatla Mnene. So he was the finance minister. He was the finance minister of the time, and I think that's why he got the boot. Because maybe he didn't want to sign that nuclear deal, and it is actually amazing to that someone of our government signed a deal that will cost the country over 1 trillion rand of the time. It's 2 trillion today.
He's a little bit in hot water, because what happened was, at one stage he said that he never met the Guptas, only in special events, and yesterday, I think, he admitted that he went a couple of times to Sachsenwald, you know, to
He's very hot water, not a little bit of hot water, he's in very hot water.
Yeah. Who's that, Tatlanene?
Yeah.
Why? Why would he be in there?
Because he lied. He lied under oath.
Oh, yeah. Did he? Mm.
Yeah.
On what subject?
On what I said now.
On his relationship with the Guptas.
Yes.
Oh. So why was it? Why did he get the boot? Why did he get the boot if it was?
They moved him out. It was during Jacob Zuma's presidency, and there were all these movements, and all these guys were getting rid of, and there was the story with him and the people around him, the people he brought in, so that they could support his regime, and they were all yes men, you know, and now it's all coming out in the wash. And then they denied it then, and now it's all coming out, and they've got to tell the truth.
I've got a feeling that this guy, at the end of the day, is doing something right. Maybe I'm wrong.
He was Pravin Gordhan vice minister.
But Tatlanene, was a
minister before, and then he was Pravin Gordhan vice minister, and then he replaced him, I think, as the finance minister.
No, I was just going to say, when we get into the movie slot, which we didn't do last night, this is like another truth commission, because you've got to reveal what's been happening. And there's a movie about the truth and reconciliation.
Let's go to a quick song, and then later we're going to come back to the movie review with Peter Feldman. So I tell you something.
Are we giving movie tickets?
Yeah, we do.
Give movie tickets all the time.
Sure we give. What do you mean? We give movie tickets. We're going to give a lot of things. But you know what I want? I want to put something that you guys, I'm sure, forgot. I don't know. Do you remember Kate Bush?
Yes.
Do you like her?
I loved her.
Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wuthering Heights.
Yes.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Their movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Hey, Peter.
Thank you, Roy.
You're going to give us the movies.
Yeah, we've got three movies opening tomorrow. I think the big one is The Forgiven.
This is
with Forrest Whitaker, Eric Bana, Thandi Makubela, David Butler, and a huge cast. It's directed by Roland Joffé, and Roland made a name for himself with The Killing Fields and The Mission. And this is very close to home, this movie, because from a South African perspective, it's a fascinating docudrama, and it focuses primarily on Archbishop Desmond Tutu's pivotal role as chairman of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Remember, that was way back in 1996. And the character that he plays is Tutu, and he doesn't quite hit it. I mean, he doesn't get the voice right. And, you know, Tutu was a smaller guy, frail. So from a physical perspective, he doesn't quite hit it.
Who is the actor?
Forrest Whitaker. It's a good, powerful movie. And I think the shining light there is a guy, an Australian actor named Eric Bana. Now, Eric Bana's done quite a few action movies, and he plays a criminal, an apartheid hit criminal, a guy who was employed by the apartheid government to take out insurgents, to take out members of the ANC, to take out terrorists. And he's in jail for his crimes. And this is based on a play. And the Archbishop and I think the Antichrist, I think that what the play was called. And the film is based around this production.
Before you continue, sorry about that. I don't want to stop you just for nothing. So first of all, guys, our WhatsApp number is 0618951019. The SMS number is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. And then listen to what Peter has to say, because there's two double tickets to be won. And just listen to, because you're going to listen to what he says. We've got a small quiz, and if you answer correctly, you will win those tickets.
You win.
There's Kyla that says that how to get into the movies. I won, but I couldn't get into. So we will call you and make sure you get to the movies. Carry on, Peter.
I was talking about this racist who is in jail, and he confronts on a political level the whole meaning of why he was a racist, why he went out and why he killed. Yeah. And it's a whole history. Now, it's a character. It's a composite character. It's fictionalized of various white racist apartheid criminals. And it's played, I must say, with electrifying presence by Eric Bana.
You know, Eric Bana was also acting as a Mossad guy
in Munich.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that guy.
So
all right.
These two sides of the same coin make up a film that's certainly tries to entice an emotional response from its audience. It's long, it's padded out a bit, it's quite a drawn-out affair, but there are so many interesting and powerful images that he creates. They're looking for this missing child, and they want to tie to this racist who may have killed him. And the mother comes and pleads at the commission, please find out what happened to my daughter. And it's what realistically happened at the time. So this movie, I think South Africans should see it. It's very powerful, and it's very fascinating. The second movie is probably aimed at children, but the ire, young adults. It's based on a book. It's called The House with a Clock in Its Walls, and it stars Jack Black. We haven't seen Jack Black for quite a while. He plays a warlock, and he lives in this old, old mansion with a million doors and a million rooms which have all these memorabilia. And he's a warlock, and with him is his neighbor, and the neighbor is a witch. Meanwhile, a little boy of 10 who is the Jack Black character's nephew. The nephew's parents died in a car crash, so the nephew, his name's Lewis and played by a guy called Owen Vaccaro, comes and he's suddenly in this amazing house and he wants to learn all these tricks, all this black magic. And then he gets into a cupboard where he shouldn't go and he finds a book which he shouldn't look at and the book raises the dead. And I'll leave it at that. And what happens in this house... It's quite scary, Roy, I must tell you. There are so many jump moments.
It's not like a funny movie.
It's supposed to be fun. Jack Black's very funny.
Yes, he is.
You know, and everything is a joke. But underlying, there's this the occult theme, which one has to be careful of. There's also a family bonding, because this little...
Do you
guy,
like it?
I liked it. It was different. It wasn't a Harry Potter. Harry Potter was a lot cleaner compared to this, because this is dark. This is very dark.
Really?
Whereas Harry Potter played around. It was mischievous. And, you know, there was a lot of opposition, a lot of condemnation towards the Harry Potter series.
Yeah. He did Jack Black, Goosebumps was his last movie.
That's right. Yes, there's another one coming out.
Yeah, and it's very, very, it sounds very much the same.
Like it.
It's crazy.
It's like a small urban fantasy.
There's mechanical dogs, there's pumpkins that take on a life of their own, which God, menacingly God, his property. There's a chair, an armchair that thinks it's a dog, and it barks and it moves around and it follows people. So it's crazy the things that happen, but as I said, it's different.
Let me tell you something about Jack Black. Do you know Jack Black's parents, both of them, were rocket scientists?
No.
Here you go.
No.
You know, I knew new things.
Maybe they still are.
Maybe they still are. Yeah, you're right. Maybe they still are. Guys, 061-895-1019. Our SMS number 34519. And
the question.
Peter. Yeah, the question.
Okay. Who's the lead character? Who plays the warlock?
Who plays the warlock? It's so simple.
Who plays the warlock? Now, I must mention here that the comps are double tickets, but the comps are only for a normal 2D or 3D cinema, the VIP cinema. But do not go to the 4DX or Extreme. Don't ask for tickets for that because they won't give it to you. Also, the week of release, you can't see the movie the week it's released. T's and C's apply. You can't book online by using your Mobi codes.
Oh.
I will send you via SMS the Mobi code. So what you do is you go to the box office at your nearest New Metro cinema and say, I'm a competition winner on Chai FM. So they'll know exactly, because you can buy Mobi codes. You pay a price and you buy it, but yours is free. So if you go and you go to the box office and you tell them you're a Chai FM winner, you're a competition winner, it'll give you a different, you know, they'll look at it differently. Because we have had a few problems, like somebody tried to book all online.
It's
and
just
it
a Mobi code. It's not a ticket, but it's like a ticket. And as
it's
soon
a
as
voucher.
You confirm
it's
your
like
money,
a voucher,
yeah, it's like a voucher. It's on your cell phone. You just go show it and you'll get access. I promise you, I've done it. I got it. It's not a problem.
You checked it out, didn't you?
So Kyla, if you got a problem, just let us know. You can always contact me, 083-6100-209. I'll help you what to do with it. And WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019. SMS 34519. It will cost $1.50. And this is Bad Company with Shooting Star. You know, it's a wonderful song. I like it. It's like a ballad, you know. It's got
Paul Rogers on lead.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. Bad Company. So, we've got some,
A
word from the advertiser. Yeah.
Yes, Roy.
Dana, thank you so much. So, this is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz. How good is this guy?
He's a brilliant.
Amazing. So, what I want to discuss today, I want to discuss a little bit of what we do, you know. People actually get baffled. They say, porn stars, what are you doing on radio and stuff like this? So, first of all, you know, like every other person, we are opinionated people, and we like to say our opinion. That's why we're on radio, and we love this platform. Over and above that, like I said before, on a Wednesday, we bring people together, I think, Wednesday with a little bit of smile. We give them, you know, a lot of jokes, and please don't take us seriously when it comes to Wednesday evening. This show is a little bit more serious show, but as well, I don't want to do anything too hard. I mean, the whole day, from the morning discussions to the evening discussions, you're always like news and whatever, and you got, you know, there's some better things in life, and I want you to look at the half full glass rather than look at the empty. Half empty one. And I want you to go to movies and enjoy your life and your wife and your kids, and just have a good time, and just understand that the life doesn't end in what Cyril Ramaphosa says and what that rapist did or that alleged rapist did. many people come to us and say, how much would you pay me for that particular items? And I say, you know what? I'll pay you, and it boils down to about 10% of the price he paid in the shop. He said, but you're a thief. I said, I'm not a thief. Why would I be a thief? I'm offering you a fair price, what I see a fair price for that particular item. He said, yeah, but I bought it for 100,000. You're offering me 10,000. I said, so who was the thief? The question is, who's the thief? Me or the guy in the shop? So think about it, guys. Who's the thief? Me or the guy in the shop?
The question is, when you buy his item, how much you sell it for? 100,000?
No. Exactly. I believe stuff is, how do you determine the price of something? Someone comes to me with a valuation.
Valuation.
I come with a valuation. On a valuation, it says, yeah, but it's written 900,000. No, but for insurance purposes. What are you talking insurance purposes? What is insurance? Insurance is for the time. If something happens to you, you're going to get paid that much. You don't want to get paid more than it's worth. You want to pay the fair value of what it's worth. Now, what is it worth? The real value of an item is what the next guy is prepared to pay for it. That's the real value of an item. I don't know any other value, but it's the right value. If you got a watch, can be a Rolex, or can be a Cartier, or can be just a cheap Seiko.
Mm-hmm.
How much would be the value? The value would be what is the next guy prepared to pay for it? Not the value that it's marked at the shop. If you're prepared to pay the price it's marked in the shop, that's what it's worth. But if you cannot sell it for this price, think about it, guys. Don't think every pawnbroker is just there to rip you off. Some of them maybe are, but
also another point of this discussion, what you just said, when the economy situation like what we're having in the last couple of months, the rent is going wild, the petrol is going up, there's a lot of uncertainty, prices are going up, everything will go up because of the petrol prices, because it's all connected, it's all one network. People have less money, they buy less, my buying power gets
decreased.
Lower.
Mm.
Decreased.
Sure.
Because if I can only sell it for 10,000 rand and I must make money, I'll pay you less.
Yeah.
If I can sell it for 20 and the market is full, people.
I saw in the paper yesterday that the late Marilyn Monroe's motor car
was going on auction.
Yes, for $7 million.
I'm sure it's a small price to pay to sit where Marilyn sat.
Be careful. Yeah, I don't know what is on the seats.
Oh,
it's cleaned up. It's been cleaned up.
Was it cleaned up?
Peter.
Yes.
Was it $7 million or $500,000?
No,
$7 million.
Well, it might have been seven. I can't remember. I can't.
$7 million rent. $500,000.
That's not a lot for
that's not a lot.
Old car. What?
That's not a lot.
It was in 1956.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Headache.
You said it's been clean, but you know, you take the ultra purple light
And you see
what are you, a cop? Huh? Are you a cop?
I'm not a cop. I want to see what I'm sitting in.
You want to see what you buy.
I'm sitting in. Find used condoms under the seat. And the condoms will be from, what's his name?
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
Don't go there, Roy.
Why? We have to wrap it up. So I just want to tell you that next week I'm going to discuss, everybody comes to us and say, oh, you know, now that, the economy is so good, it's so bad, I'm sure you're making millions now. So I'm going to discuss that with you. I mean, I really will. And I want to leave you with this wonderful, wonderful songs from the Black Keys. And I want to wish you a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
The first one after the holidays.